com. It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for a Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, how you doing? Glenn Coble here with Swap Shop. And oh, wait a minute, I hit the wrong button again. Doggone it, I'm terrible with that. I could have sworn I hit the right button, so sometimes us old brains don't work very well. But anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH 107.1 FM. And we'll be with you for the next 45 minutes or so. You know how it works, right? If you have something you're looking for, if you have something you're trying to sell, if you have something, some event you're tried to boost, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I did notice a great yard sale on the boulevard right up there, close to where the boulevard comes off of Mount Vernon Avenue. It's on the right side. And they didn't ask me to announce this, but it looked really good, so I'm going to stop there on the way back. Anyway, if you have a yard sale and you're trying to promote it, give us a call at that number. And also, if you're looking for something, let's say you're looking for a new hat. Cleveland Indians hat, because you're trying to save the old stuff or something. Like Fred would want a Cleveland Indians hat, not a Guardians hat. If you're interested in buying something like that, give us a call and say, hey, I'm looking for that. I'll give you $10 for it, you know, and leave your phone number, and we'll see if we can't find it for you. I know that we have one gentleman, Lee, who is looking for a wide wheelchair. I don't have his phone number right now, but maybe he'll call in. And if you do have one and he doesn't call in, you can call it to me and I will pass the message along. If you've got an event that's going on at your church or some other nonprofit organization, give us a call. Tell us when the event is, where the event is, if there's any charge. Sometimes there's, you know, a donation or something like that. Call us. If you have something you want to get on the air, but you're a little bashful about coming on the air, feel free to send it to us, all right? And what you do is you put the information that we need to have to announce it, and you send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio. That's 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio, and we'll get it on the air. We have a few things that we're supposed to put on the air. One of them, Fred Malone was talking about earlier. I think today they've extended the amount of time that you can get your request in for the First Lady's Luncheon. And I think today is the last day. Maybe tomorrow, but I think today would be better. The First Lady's Luncheon is going to be Saturday, August 6th, from 11 to 1 p.m. out at Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The pricing on that is $25. And they're going to have first ladies in attendance will be Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. That ought to be an interesting crowd to talk to. And if you're interested, their phone number is 740-387-4255, 740-387-4255, or you can go online to www.marianhistory.com. I think you might even be able to stop today at Heritage Hall there at 169 East Church Street and knock on the door or go in and get your tickets there. But they have to be done, I believe, today, maybe at the latest tomorrow, or you're going to miss out on the First Ladies Luncheon. Now, we are starting to advertise for them their Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States. That event will be not until November 5th, but you do have to get registered by October 20th. So that's coming up. So it's going to be November 5th. It'll go from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. out at Day Spring Wesleyan Church. Here in Marion. That's out there pretty much across from Menards. $40 for VIP seating, $35 for general seating, $20 for seating of children 5 to 12. The people that are the presidents who are going to be speaking, James Monroe, Theodore Roosevelt. Now, she is not a president, but she's being inserted into the speaking presidents thing. Elizabeth Ann, I didn't know her name was Elizabeth Ann, Betty Ford, and also then Ronald Reagan will also be one of the speakers that night. Also included special guest speaker will be Mary Ellen Withrow and Colonel Edmund Starling, the White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943, will be a special guest host. All right. So make sure you contact Heritage Hall or those phone numbers I gave you before, 740-387-4255, or go online to www.marianhistory.com to get involved in it. Yours truly is going to be involved in there, so I'd love to see you. I will be not Glenn Coble that night. I will be James Buchanan that evening. All right, pretty excited to do it. Let's see here if I've got... the Marion County Park District. And you heard the announcement that the event for the 22nd, which was Kiddos at the Park, has been canceled. So don't get out there for that. Today from 4 to 7 p.m. in downtown Marion... they're going to have a. They're going to be the park district is going to be involved in Third Thursday in downtown, so you might head out that way. Also, starting at 7:30 p.m. on the 23rd, Moth Program, Headwaters Outdoor Educational Center. That's over in Morrow County. So James Anderson, the naturalist, will be there talking about moths. Moths. And eating my sweaters and that sort of thing. Excuse me. Let's see if I've got anything else here that I need to mention. No, that... Sorry. I'm kicking up the dust here with my my flipping all these papers. July 26th is going to be a neighborhood supper drive-through dinner at from 4:30 to 6, and that's going to be at St. Paul's Lutheran Church down in Waldo. You go up to the door that faces the drive, the parking lot, and they will bring your dinner out to it. It's free of charge, and it's open to everyone. Interesting, on August 4th, Fred Malone, our previous guest, will be at the Thursday of Evenings at the Museum, which is sponsored by Wyandotte County Archaeology and Historical Society. And he's going to be there as Edmund Starling, the Secret Service agent, who guarded five presidents. So that ought to be interesting. For further information about that, all the programs will be held in the parlor of the Wyandotte County Museum, which is at 130 South 7th Street, Upper Sandusky. For further information, 419-294-3857. That's 419-294-3857. Okay, that pretty much takes care of most of this stuff, and I will give you most of those one more time, or at least one more time, maybe two more times during the show. Kind of depends on how quickly things go. But don't forget that thing out at the Tallgrass Trail for the kiddos on the 22nd has been canceled. So don't head out to that. All right. We're going to be, as you know, we quite often do some trivia during this time. And one of the things I've always liked to do is trivia about Ohio, which I haven't found a lot of, but I did find one. I found it. Now, this isn't really trivia. It's just facts about Ohio. They're quite interesting, some of these. The first one's not so terribly interesting, but the first ambulance service was established in Cincinnati, Ohio, in 1865. Now, it doesn't say whether that was the first ambulance service in Ohio or whether that was the first ambulance service in the world or the United States, but for sure, in Ohio, the first ambulance service was in Cincinnati in 1865. Hey, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Glenn?
Yeah, this is Glenn. How can I help you?
Hey, I if anybody would be interested in, I got a gas grill I would be interested in selling.
Okay. And how big is it? Can you give a rough estimate? Does it stand on its own, or is it one that you put on a tabletop, or what?
Hey, do what now?
Now, it's a standalone, or is it one you put on a table?
No, it's on wheels.
Okay.
You can move it around.
Very good. How much, I won't ask you how much, you can tell the person when they call. What's your phone number?
My phone number is 740.
Yep.
725.
Yep.
4249.
4249. Let me read this back to you. So have you put a price on it, or are you just going to negotiate with the person that calls?
I know what I would like to have, but we'll see what somebody would offer.
Sure enough. Okay, so you've got a gas grill, and your phone number is 740-725-4249. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, let's see if we can get it sold for you, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling Swap Shop.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's a gas grill he's looking to get rid of. 740-725-4249. Give him a call and find out, negotiate with him on the price. He'll give you a little bit better information about it. It's hard to explain a gas grill with a short amount of time. So maybe he can help you out there. All right. Also, we will go back over all those events that are going on a little later on. If you're trying to get rid of something, or you want to announce a yard sale, or your church is doing something that you'd like to announce, or you're looking for something, give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 9944. Okay? All right. Did you know that Cleveland boasts America's very first traffic light? I don't know why they need it at this time, but that was in August 5th, 1914. I guess they might have had a lot of traffic there. Hey, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, I'm just calling as a paid person to do this service.
Okay.
I have to report that I have over 100 DVD movies.
Okay.
They are assorted titles.
Mm-hmm.
I can, if you call me and say what are they, I have no idea.
Okay.
Because I'm only an employee here.
I got you.
And my phone number is
740-387-3689. Okay.
And now, I forgot to mention to you that he wants 50 cents a piece.
Oh, my goodness. That's a darn good price.
Sure.
I still have a DVD player. I'd be glad to, use those myself. So,
sure.
All right.
Stop by, and he'll be glad to show them to you.
Okay. You have 100 DVDs, and they're movies. All he wants, or whoever you're...
Yeah, my employer, yeah.
Okay. Is, he needs 50 cents for a DVD, and he's got all sorts of titles. Call 740-387-3682. Did I get that?
No. 989.
89. See, that dyslexia jumps into my in my skull. I'm sorry about that. Okay, let me reiterate that number. 740-387-3689.
You got it.
All right, we'll try and get them sold
for
you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Fred Malone just stopped in. I wanted a wave goodbye as he leaves again. All right, he left his cell phone here. Nothing worse than losing your cell phone, right? All right, we've got a couple of things going on here. We got a gas grill. Gentleman will negotiate with you. Give him a call, 740-725-4249. Also, lady just called in. Got 100 DVDs, or maybe a little more than 100 DVDs. They have so many she doesn't know the titles. But the movies, they're trying to sell them for 50 cents a piece. Call 740-387-3689. I got that right that time. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. If you have something to sell, or you're looking to buy, or... You have a event going on, like a yard sale or a church thing, give us a call here, 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. The world is a good place to be today, right now, for me. I hope it's good for you, too. Let's see here. Now, this is interesting. This person, I assume it's a male. Ermal Fraze, or Ermal Fraze. I'm not sure how he pronounces it. He invented the pop-top can from Kettering, Ohio. Ermal Fraze, or Fraze. I'm not sure how he pronounces it. Invented the pop-top can. That's pretty cool. I remember when it came to be, and I thought, oh, this will never work. People would cut their fingers on those things, and they've gotten to the point right now that you don't even have to pull it off. But back in the good old days, the pop-top can, the whole pop-top came off. And I think there's still some... drinks or something that come that way, but most of them you just pop it in and it stays with the can so you don't get cut. All right. James J. Ritty of Dayton invented the cash register back in 1879 to stop the patrons from pilfering house profits. That's kind of interesting. I remember when I owned a business, I had a cash register. Unfortunately, it did not stop the employees from pilfering with my money. So I actually put, it was a sporting goods store, so I had a football right above the cash register. I took the football out of the box and put a camera in it so I could watch the cash register. And believe it or not, I caught the young man. I didn't do anything about it except for fire him. And not more than 6 months later, he came back and asked me if he could have his job back. He was a brave young man. That's all I got to say about that. Did you know in Ohio, and I bet you know this, the Ohio Buckeye is the official state tree of Ohio. I wonder how many states have official trees. There are some official critters and animals and plants and stuff like that that are pretty unusual for different states. I'm trying to think if I can. The most unusual critter that I know, it's not a state critter, but the University of California, Santa Cruz, I believe, they have a really unusual mascot, the banana slug. For an athletic mascot, that just doesn't seem right, the banana slug, right? Oh, me. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop here. Let me read some of those things that have been. If you want to send something in to us, you can send it to WWGH, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Yeah, you can send your stuff to us, and we'll read it just like this one. We have a notification that they've extended First Lady's luncheon registration maybe to today. Or if you're really sweet, they might let you get in under the wire tomorrow. And that's going to be on Saturday, August 6th from 11 to 1. Abigail Fillmore will be there, Frances Cleveland will be there, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan will also be there. It's going to be out at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. $25 to go to that luncheon. And you can get tickets by contacting 740-387-4255, 740-387-4255, or go online to www.marionhistory.com. We're starting to announce the Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States. The event will be November 5th, 5:30 to 8:30 at Dayspring Wesleyan Church. The event pricing is $40 for VIP seating. That's the people that get to sit with a specific president. $35 for general seating. $20 for kids 5 to 12. The speaking presidents will be James Monroe, Theodore Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, and also First Lady Elizabeth and Betty Ford will be there. So for information or to get a registration in, because the registrations have to be in by October 20th, call 740-387-4255 or go online to www.marionhistory.com. Let's see, that event is over, and that event is over. I have a few events that are over that I need to put at the back of the file here. Okay, the event on the Tallgrass Trail tonight, They're going to be downtown at the third Thursday in downtown. You can come on down and see the Marion County Park District people down there. Say hi to them. That'll be between 4 and 7. The Kiddos at the Park was going to be held on the 22nd has been canceled, unfortunately. So don't head on out to the Tallgrass Trail for Kiddos at the Park, because it has been canceled. On the 23rd at 7:30 p.m., Moth Program, which will be held at the Headwaters Outdoor Education Center. That's in Morrill County. And James Anderson will be out there talking about moths. Okay, let's see what else I have here. October 22nd from 6 to 9, History Alive, the Thirsty 30s they're going to have. VIP tickets provide a 5 o'clock start as opposed to a 6 o'clock start. They're a little bit more expensive, but Thursday special cocktails are going to be involved, and they are provided by Shovel City Drinkery. I'm trying to find the price of these are fundraisers for I'm trying to find out where it tells me. I think this is for the Marion Historical Society. Anyway, $50 per person for regular admission, $75 if you want to get in an hour early. Certain things will be provided, including a fancy drink for those VIPs, I believe. The last day to purchase these tickets will be October 7th. Contact www.marionhistory.com. All right, the drive-through dinner is going to be held. Neighborhood drive-through dinner is going to be held from 4:30 to 6 on July 26th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church down in Waldo. Everybody's welcome. Stop in. You'll get a free warm meal in a container. You pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and they'll come out. It's open to everybody. Everybody can go get a free meal. Sounds like a good deal to me. Yeah. All right. I've got a couple people that have called in with items. We have a gentleman that's trying to sell a gas grill. Give him a call at 740-725-4249. That's 740-725-4249 for a gas grill. He'll give you the information when you give him a call. And he says he has the price in his head, but we didn't. We didn't negotiate it on the air. Okay. A lady called in. 100 DVD movies. 50 cents a piece. You can't beat that. 740-387-3689. 740-387-3689. And we have another caller. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
I don't have anything for sale, but I have a question.
Sure.
Has anybody heard from Bob lately? I haven't heard from him.
You know, that's a good question. I haven't heard from Bob either.
Me either. I like listening to Bob. I just haven't heard from him. I thought maybe you guys have.
Well, I tell you what. I will pass that along to Scott and see if Bob, if Scott knows anything about what's happened to Bob. Hey, Bob, if you're out there, give us a call.
That's right. I just like to hear Bob, and maybe Scott has heard something. Or,
maybe
so. All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, Bob is one of our favorite callers. Sometimes it's a little hard to understand, but that's okay. And give us a call if you're still hanging in there, Bob. Maybe he his phone or maybe his radio broke. I don't know. Don't forget, you can always listen to us by going to our website. If you have a computer or a phone, go to our website, scroll down a little bit, and you'll find listen on. Listen online is what it says. You just punch on that button, and you can listen to us live online. Yeah, sounds like a good idea to me. Don't forget, Gas Grill, 740-725-4249. 100 DVD movies for 50 cents a piece, 740-387-3689. All right, and I messed that number up the first time, so let me read it again. 740-387-3689. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We're talking about interesting facts about Ohio. Of course, you knew that Hang On Sloopy is the official state rock song. Now, I wonder if there's an official state classical song and an official state folk song. It specifically says Hang On Sloopy is the official state rock song. Maybe there are other songs. I don't know that any other state has an official song, do you? I would guess that in New York, the official song is New York, New York, maybe. I don't know. Did you know that the Cincinnati Reds were the first professional baseball team? Kind of interesting. I'm not sure how they determined that. You know, back in those days, maybe people were paid under the table, but they didn't call themselves professionals. But the Cincinnati Reds were the first official professional baseball team. Something to be proud of right here in Ohio. There's been a Jim Thorpe has had a lot of recognition recently because they gave him back his Olympic medals. A little late, but they awarded him back to his family. Kind of interesting. LaRue. What, you can throw a stone to LaRue from here? Well, if you're really good. He was involved in a professional football team that played out of LaRue, Ohio. It's just maybe 10 miles from here. Is that right? Something like that. All right. The Y Bridge in Zanesville was first built in 1814 to span the confluence of the Licking and Muskingum Rivers. The current bridge is the fifth construction of that at that same location. Ripley, believe it or not, proclaimed it the only bridge in the world which you can cross and still be on the same side of the river. That's kind of interesting. I wonder how that works. I have been to Zanesville many times, and I assume I've crossed that bridge, but I don't know that I did. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. You're here on WWGH 107.1. If you have anything that you're looking for, anything you want to sell, a yard sale, an event at your church, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Okay, I know you dropped your pencil. Here, I'll give you a second. Pick it up. There you go. 740-383-9944. Give us a call. All right. Let's see. What are we doing here? Akron was the very first city to use police cars. That's kind of interesting. And they had rubber tires right from Akron, probably. But Akron was the first city to use police cars. I wonder if they had police horse and buggies. I don't know. They may have before that. Cincinnati had the first professional city fire department. I'm sure there were a lot of cities that could have used professional city fire departments before then. Chicago could have used one back in the day. The water tower is where that fire, by the way, stopped. And I used to go to a restaurant right across the street from the water tower in Chicago. Fred said he's going to Chicago. He ought to zip up there to the water tower. Not that there's really much of anything to see at the water tower, just the tower. But it was where the Great Fire stopped. Akron is the rubber capital of the world. I assume that's self-proclaimed. There might be some places over in India where the rubber trees are that would call themselves the rubber capital of the world. But so far, Akron's got the jump on it. The American Federation of Labor was founded here in Columbus. The American Federation of Labor, a huge labor organization. Boy, my mouth is not working today. I don't know what's the matter with me. We got about 10 more minutes, so if you want to call in and advertise something you're looking for, or something you want to sell, or something you want to give away, or if you're looking for some publicity for your yard sale, or some church event, or something along that line, give us a call, 740-383-9944, or you can mail it to WWGH, Marion. Oh, well, I better tell you the street address, right? 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let's see if I got anything else. Don't forget that event for the Tallgrass Trail, if you'd been planning for that, which is called Kiddos at the Park on the 22nd, that has been canceled, so don't head out that way, all right? All right. Ohio Senator John Glenn became the oldest man to venture into outer space. On February 20th, 1962, he was the first American to orbit the Earth. And then on October of 1998, at the age 77, he returned to space program and traveled back into space. You know, when that happened, I thought, boy, he's awful old to go into space again. Well, I'm 76. I think I could do it. I don't know. I probably have another heart attack. Anyway, yeah, 77, he went back into space. Cleveland is the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you ever been up to the Rock and Roll? It's quite an interesting place. They have lots of, you know, if you want to go up and see Prince's outfits, or you want to see all sorts of guitars, all sorts of trivial things around rock and roll, it's a great place to go. It will really pique your interest and tweak your remembrances of different bands and groups, and it's quite interesting place. I haven't been there in quite a while, and I'm sure it's gotten even more interesting, but I was kind of proud when Ohio decided to develop the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because I was always, even though I was a folk singer and I played jazz in a jazz band, I always thought of myself as a rocker. Don't all of us old guys think of ourselves as rockers? My hair is getting so long right now, I'm kind of thinking of myself as a Beatle. I know. If Chris, is my barber, is listening, he's going to say all sorts of bad things about me when I finally do show up. I kind of like my hair getting long. It feels kind of interesting. I don't think I'm going to let it get long enough that I'll have a ponytail. However, that's not out of the question. Do you need to get a haircut if you're going to have a ponytail? I think you should anyway, around your ears and stuff like that. All right, Ohio is the leading producer of greenhouse and nursery plants. Ah, as a avid gardener, I'm glad to hear that. They still cost a lot of money. I was shocked this year. I do a lot of gardening, I guess you'd say. I'm not very good at it, but I do a lot of it. And I refuse to buy plants until they go on sale. Every once in a while, I'll buy one that, you know, that I've got to have, but rarely. But 2 years ago, you could buy plants in most of the big boxes. You could get plants for $2.98. They're now $4.98. And that didn't happen just because of, increased, what do they call it? You know what I mean, where the prices go up. But it went up more than most other things around it. I mean, you know, that's up almost 40% or something like that. It doesn't cost them hardly anything to make the, well, you know, of course it does. They have to have the space, they have to have the lighting, they have to have the water, they have to have the help and everything else like that. But $4.98 for a small tomato plant, that just doesn't seem right to me. All right. Anyway, we have 5 minutes left to go here. If you want to give us a call, we'll take one or two last calls if you're interested. 740-383-9944. Neil Armstrong became the first man to walk on the moon, and he was from Wapakoneta. I just like saying that word, Wapakoneta. You look at it on the screen or on the written text, it looks, well, if I didn't know the name Wapakoneta, I would probably back up before saying it and try and sound it out slowly, but I knew the name Wapakoneta. I had a couple of basketball players, well, one female and one male basketball player from Wapakoneta. The Wright brothers are acknowledged as inventors of the first airplane. And they were from Dayton. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Glenn.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to be a bearer of bad news, but Bob passed away a few months back.
Oh, you are a bearer of bad news. Oh, gee. That's sad to hear. All right, well, we had a caller asking about him, and now
we know. Yeah, I was really surprised because I thought you guys all knew it.
No, I did not know that, and
because they even put on the obituary where he's an avid listener and the station and everything. They had it all on there. It's been a few months back.
He did a lot of talking on our station, and sometimes
it's hard. Good listening to him.
Yeah. It was hard to understand him sometimes, but most of the time, yeah, that's kind of sad. Okay.
Well, I just wanted to get in there and let you know, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of sad to hear. But, you know, one thing I've learned as I've gotten older, I'm 76, and as I've gotten older, you kind of have to take it in stride. And I didn't take it in stride until I hit 70, I don't think. I always thought I was going to live forever. And anymore, I'm pretty sure I'm not. As a matter of fact, I probably have a pretty good idea how I'm going to go, but I'm not going to get into that. Yeah, it's going to be a jealous husband. I wish. All right. No, I don't wish. I don't want to get in trouble with people. All right. Let me give these phone numbers one last time before we get out of here. We've only got about 2 minutes to go. We have a gentleman that's trying to get rid of a gas grill at 740-725-4249. 740-725-4249. Give him a call. He'll negotiate the price with you. He'll tell you more about it. We didn't get into it on the air, but he'll explain what it is. I'm sure it'll be well worth the call. All right. We also have a lady who claims she's doing this maybe out of duress. I don't know. She's got her boss has told her to call her. I don't know who the boss is. It might be a euphemism for her husband. I don't know. Got 100... if not more, DVD movies for sale, 50 cents a piece. I mean, You can buy, what, 10 of those, and you only spent $5. You're not even up to the original cost. All right, so 50 cents for DVD movies, 740-387-3689. That's 740-387-3689. Hey, thank you, everybody, for calling in today. We had a lot of calls. We're in our last minute, so I won't go into any more. Popular television sitcom, The Drew Carey Show, is set in Cleveland. And that's kind of interesting. I didn't know that. All right. Well, I hope you have a great great weekend. See, this is the beginning of my weekend, Thursday afternoon. And my weekend runs from Thursday afternoon through Tuesday night. So I have a great weekend. I'll promise you that. We're not going camping this year, this week. We're taking care of our grand dog from my son down in Worthington. And my grand dog demands too much to take him with us while we're camping. So we're just going to hang around the house and maybe have a cold one at some point. All right. Well, you take care. You've been listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and I'm out of here.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King,